Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Hi, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. On today's show, we're continuing our conversation on digital retailing. We're pleased to welcome back Mr. Aaron Bickert, who is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of OfferLogix. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for having me once again. I'm looking forward to what you're going to ask me.
Well, you know, you've been on with us a number of times. We get so many comments and people that say, you know, it's great content that you're providing to us, because right now, as you know, everybody is focused on digital retailing, or I guess we're calling it modern retailing. So every dealer out there needs all of the best tools that they can get their hands on. And depending on the dealers that we talk to, some dealers are doing, you know, 25% of their business online and feel as though that's really the future, while others might be still around 5 or 10%. But although those dealers feel it, though, that's the future of the industry as well. And I think everybody just has a different time frame as to when we may turn around in the industry and say, wow, 75 or 80% of the deals that we do, you know, are basically all done online with the customer, you know, doing the entire sales process from the comfort of their home, much the way we see Carvana and Vroom commercials being able to offer that to their consumers. So I think the whole industry is ready for this. And it's just a question of, you know, when will it be the majority of the deals that dealers do? So it's growing. Every dealer knows that they need the best tools they can get their hands on. So we've talked about the importance of a frictionless customer experience. But why is digital retailing such a key component in today's landscape, whether it be the dealership or the OEM or the vendor level? Is it truly the future of our industry?
Well, yeah, for sure. Digital retailing is definitely the future of our industry. But let's go back, you know, 5, 6 years, maybe 10 years ago. You know, Amazon. Think about life today without Amazon. You know, how many of us buy from Amazon every single day? Can you imagine that website just getting turned off and all of a sudden there's nobody delivering any merchandise or anything to your house anymore? Well, this is the infancy stages of digital retailing. So digital retailing is going to be here for now and to the foreseen future. I mean, if you think about everything that we have done, with the online e-commerce side of the world, now we got to do that with inside the dealerships. But not only is digital retailing going to be here for sales, but it's also going to be here for service too as well. So you're going to see a shift here. For not only for sales, but also for service. And you're going to see it all come together. And it's going to be unbelievable of what digital retailing is going to do for everybody in the auto industry.
Yeah, for sure. From your perspective, and you work with hundreds of dealers and vendors and finance companies, and today, what are many vendors, dealers, and OEMs missing when it comes to digital retailing from your perspective?
Well, they're missing a lot. So let's just start from the beginning. First of all, the payments, that's what we specialize in. I mean, there's only a couple companies out there that actually can do a transactional payment. A lot of these companies out there today are, you know, who built their own payment calculations. They're estimators. They're quoting engines. They can round up to the nearest dollar, round down to the nearest dollar. They're not exactly providing a transactional payment. So that's number one. Number two is that the calculation systems don't actually go down to the tier levels and they don't bring in all the different trade-in values and do different things. And it's very complex, the auto industry. And we need to make sure that whatever we're providing that consumer, the consumer has the greatest customer experience possible. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the showroom process or the online process is ultimately giving the consumer what they're asking for, not asking them to come into the showroom, giving them the information up front, giving them all the trade-in information that they need from maybe Black Book or whoever they're currently using, and making sure that they can fill out the documents online too as well, and make sure it's frictionless, transparent, and they can buy that vehicle for exactly what you have posted on the internet.
For sure. You mentioned Amazon just a minute ago. Could you imagine if, Amazon rounded up or said it's close to or it's going to be about, but we're really not sure? You know, consumers wouldn't use Amazon. They'd say, well, you never really know what the number is until all of a sudden it's delivered at your front door. And you, how do you compare and how do you know if it's a good deal or what have you? And it wouldn't be around very long. You know, you're counting on the fact that if that says, $459.32, it's not going to come in at, you know, $499 or $500 and go, what are you doing, right? There's
right.
Got to be that
comment. Not only Amazon, man. I can tell you there's digital retailing platforms out there today. You know, I'll go to an SRP page or a VDP page just in our industry, And then it says, buy this vehicle for $236 a month, you know, with $1,000 down. So I said, oh, click here. So I clicked there. Sorry, $295, $1,000 down. I'm like, well, no, it told me $236. You know, so what happened? You know, same thing with Amazon. You know, you go to Amazon and buy a pair of shoes, let's just say Cole Haan's or whatever it is, and you're looking there and it says you buy this pair of shoes for $99, and then it says buy now. It doesn't say buy for $129. It says $99 plus taxes. So we got to make sure it's completely transparent, frictionless. It's got to be easy to use. It's got to be one click away, too. And that's another thing that digital retailing platforms are missing. You know, how fast can you get a customer through the process to buy a vehicle that is completely dynamic? Because it is a complex calculation in our industry, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No question about it. And this is something that, again, you know, the consumer's relying on, but the dealer has to deliver on, right? And so do all of these vendors. They've got to get it right. I mean, it's so vitally important. Otherwise, we're going to mess this thing up. And, you know, we're going to hand deliver the deals to Carvana and Vroom and other disruptors out there that have mastered this, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, look at Carvana, what they just came out with their last report. I mean, they sold more vehicles last quarter than most organizations will ever sell in their life. And their profit margins were unbelievable, and their grosses were sitting. I think they made $45 million net last quarter. I mean, imagine a dealership making $45 million net, or a group making $45 million net. They're doing it, and they're doing it because customers want 100% transparency. They want the frictionless process, and they're advertising like crazy. And they're saying that we have the goods, and please come to us. Now, of course, you know, they can't do all the local charities locally, and they can't sponsor all the things that the local dealerships do. That's why local dealerships need to look at the Carvana playbook and take the good things from their playbook and personalize it to their local community. So, you know, I think Carvana is on the right page, but I think Carvana is here to stay. They're not going anywhere. Vroom's here to stay, and CarMax are here to stay. So how do we make sure that the local dealerships who sell the new cars are able to follow that same playbook?
That's right. That's right. So the reason that we love to have you come on here each month is you do sit in a very unique position there, working with, as I said, hundreds of dealers and so many different vendors that are out there to help them run their programs smoother for their dealer clients. And let me just ask you this. What are the main advantages to utilizing OfferLogix? I mean, what the solutions that you provide in the area of digital retailing and being able to provide a digital retailing platform? Talk to us about that, because I think that dealers need to know that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, our core is we go B2B. We sell 100% to vendors. We have no relationships with any dealers directly.
Right.
I just want to make sure that's 100% clear. The next piece that we make sure is our API. First of all, is patented, and we have the best. I call it a cocktail. I mean, if you like margaritas, you like whatever cocktail you like, just think about it as the best cocktail out there. Our API allows you to dial in multiple facets, and it returns everything back in one call. All right, let me help you out with that and understand that completely, because none of my competitors out there offer any of this, and this is what sets us apart. You know, the number one call is very important. How it works is, if you call in, you can call in for the lowest lease payment. So if you can call in for multiple banks, so imagine if you're a Chrysler dealership and you have FCA, you have Ally, and you have US Bank, and you need a lease. Well, exactly. So it calls all that back in one call, and it gives you the lowest possible lease payment as well as the lowest possible finance payment. And it puts it in a complete waterfall. So you can actually see the lowest lease with the lowest bank. So, and it provides all the rates, all the incentives, all the subvented rates, and ultimately provides, at the end of the day, all the tax, title, and license. Now, to take it even a step further, within that one call, no one does this in the industry, and this is what sets us apart. We can also send in the FICO score, and we can send in the trade-in information, and we know exactly all the compliances, if it's, you know, max to value, you know, if it's MRMs, if it's loan to value, all the acquisition fees, deposition fees, whatever it is, everything is included in all that one call. Well, all the competitors out there, and some of the imposters, say they have it, but they don't. Reality is, to do what we do takes an average of 25 to 30 calls to bring all that back, if you brought it all together. With us, it's one call back. One call. And it's all done in milliseconds. So it gives the customer experience dynamically online or however the vendor wants to do it. Total transparency and real-time information. And then we know, Jim, one of the big things that we know in this industry is if you're not quick, what happens? The customer clicks away. So we need to make sure that we're quick and we're fast to the puzzle. And the other big piece, too, is we're also in the recreational sports business. I mean, we do RVs, we do power sports, we do marine. I mean, you know, I could tell you right now, and you're going to see a massive press release come out. We're going to be launching a massive digital retailing platform with one of the biggest recreational sports companies out there, and they're going to launch it in October. And everyone's going to be like, wow, how did that happen? Well, let me explain. Tax title and license is very important. But can you do cross-state tax title and license? That's the other piece of the puzzle. Today, consumers are buying used cars like they've never seen before. And people live on the border. Now, where you live in Florida, it's not really. But, you know, in Virginia, people buy cars from Maryland to Virginia. People, you know, let's say in Delaware, buy cars in Pennsylvania over to Maryland. You know, people in Maine might buy a car over to Vermont, you know, down to Massachusetts or wherever it is. So cross-state sales tax, no one has that. We have it. Cross-state sales tax. And the other piece is on recreational sports, we have all the gross vehicle weights. So and as you imagine, licensing fees on gross vehicle weights are completely different. So you got to make sure you're completely compliant. And that all comes back in, again, one call, one single call.
That's fantastic. Are you guys going to a digital dealer this year? Or?
Yes. So digital dealer, we will be going to. So digital dealer, we will be going to. We don't have a booth there because, you know, we sell to businesses. We don't sell to dealers, but we should be hosting the party the night before Digital Dealer starts, where all the vendors are invited. We just did that for Tampa, which was a beautiful thing. A lot of vendors were there, and they loved the party. It was all you can drink from 7:30 to 11. I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was American Revolution or something like that, and that was a good time. And we're also doing Brian Patch's AAS summit too as well.
Yep. Yep, in Palm Beach, absolutely.
Yep, so we just became a sponsor there, and hopefully, you know, Brian has good things for us to do, as well as maybe get on a panel and do some other things.
It's a great event. It really is. Highly recommend for those that are watching us right now, check that out. It's a great event every year. I mean, it really, really brings together all of the thought leaders in this field, and, can't say enough about it.
Yeah, no, I love Brian Pash and Digital Dealer. I mean, we go to almost all the shows. And, of course, you know, when NADA comes, we'll be there too as well.
Right. Well, Aaron Bickert, Executive Vice President and General Manager of OfferLogix. I want to thank you so much for joining us once again here on CBT News. It's always great catching up and hearing the trends from you as to what's taking place in this space and this crazy business that we're in. It's been crazy for the last 15 months anyway. But it's a great business, and the future's never looked brighter. So. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, for having me, and I look forward to our next show.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.